Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
California.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. It's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and popcorn, all at one low price. Watch the Wolves host Rockford on December 30th. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Winter winning streaks. Blackhawks have five straight victories and aim to make it plus one in Dallas Thursday. How about the Bulls and six in a row? Orlando is here tomorrow. There is danger for the Bears in hosting the 0-14 Cleveland Browns on Sunday.
Exciting to go against your hometown team, and you certainly don't want to be that one to give them their first win.
Is that another jinx? Is she? Oh my gosh. I'm excited to get back on the field this week. No matter who it's against, I'm just ready to get back for another win.
Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky grew up in Mentor, Ohio, and was awarded Mr. Football in that state in 2012. Game is at Soldier Field, but you know it will mean a little extra something for Mitch Trubisky. College football, a fresh 10-year deal for Lane Kiffin at Florida Atlantic. 10 wins for his team this season, most ever for the program. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Adjourn your asses.
Consider our asses adjourned. Thank you to Mark Grody right there. Joe Ostrowski before him. They had updates on our show. Thank you to our guests today, the three technique guests that we had talking some football, including Softy and other Meltzers. And, you know, who was the other guy? Writer?
Daryl Writer, but yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, no, usually don't say those names. Michael Lombardi was on the show today from The Ringer. And that's about it. Had a lot of conversation. Thank you to Shane Reardon for filling in for Jay Zawoski, who is done until the new year. Thank you to Rick Camp for doing a great job. Ray Diaz does fine work. Thank you, Ray. Tomorrow on the show, it's Wednesday. That means Can't Do It, means Mike Florio, means Patrick Manley in studio, and it means Michael Irvin, the playmaker.
It's Bernstein and Goff on The Score. What's up, guys?
Where does this Bulls thing rank in improbable recent Chicago sports stories of just bizarro, nonsensical stuff? Especially,
man, last night was so much fun out there.
With Nico at the center of it and, like, living it up, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's feeling him some
yes.
Nico. Yeah.
He's tweeting at Rosenbloom.
Yeah, it is entirely bizarre.
He's telling Goodwill, like, why do you guys make fun of me? And he is feeling the full sense of empowerment that they told him he was going to feel, that everybody, like, balked at for those first couple years, right?
Rolo have had, like, a weird beard celebration going on. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like, the beard tickling thing. It's just, I don't know. I have no clue what any of this means. It probably means nothing.
I mean,
it's okay for things to not mean something. Every instance. Do you know what they're doing basketball wise? Is helping them win though?
They're sharing the ball. They're spacing the floor. They're knocking down shots.
That's it. All that other crap is out the window. They're hitting every shot.
Yeah, they're hitting a lot of shots.
The last five or six games, if you look at the way they've shot the ball, It's not sustainable, but this is what they're supposed to do.
You're telling me that Mirotić isn't going to have a higher PER than Kevin Durant? Are you telling me that
Kevin Durant died last night?
Are you telling me that his...
I don't know if you saw what Larry Nance Jr. did to him.
It was amazing.
Well, he could do that.
That's why he hit the game winner.
That's why he should have had a chair all along. My God, Larry.
And right now, his effective shooting percentage, that Nico Mirotić has the effective shooting percentage at 63%. So, in context, LeBron is at 622. You're telling me that's not sustainable?
Yeah, no.
Come on!
This is fun times, though. I mean, I've enjoyed the hell out of it. You can't... if you're a Bulls fan and you see this team win the like they've been winning, you know, you can only keep that anger for so long. That's on you if you want to keep it. Well, how I feel about their front office is different than how I feel about the players.
The players
have not put themselves out
there. Yeah, of course.
Absolutely, Jay. Like, how we feel about the front office and what the plan is and everything is a different thing than actually sitting there and watching this particular group of ragtag scrubs turn into this.
Right. I hate your
Good
pants.
Good for them.
I love you.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I love the way they're playing together and enjoying the hell out of themselves. Yeah. And Chris Dunn is feeling it for the first time since Providence. Good for him, man.
I like Fred, too. I've always liked Fred. Ooh. Going back to his playing days. I never really had a problem with Fred. I like him. Man. I don't know if he's going to. I'm just saying he's a visionary coach. I'm just. Guy's been through a lot. I don't know. He's amiable enough.
He was okay.
When I covered him.
That's the first thing I want to hear about an NBA coach.
I liked him a lot when I covered him as a player. He was always very available and interesting. Yeah. I always got along well with the bums.
Those are the best guys in the media.
Those are my guys.
You want to talk to me? Sure, I'll talk to you.
I think he's totally workable with a bunch of guys like this. You know? You get some egos and some...
Like who? Like Rajon Rondo, Dwayne Wade? Uh-huh. I don't know who you could possibly be talking about.
Remember, Jimmy Butler called him out and then he was done. Fred's coaching career with those guys was done. Yep. When Jimmy called him out and there was no reprisal. So,
do you still think that they trade Nico the second they can?
I hope so.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes,
they do. Lopez.
Don't let all the screaming and chest bumping fool you.
Yeah, they better.
They still don't rock with each other on any level.
Oh, I'm not saying that they're best friends and all that, but I always was interested in just him as an asset. Like, he's got six great games, right? Mm-hmm. There's 14 games until they can trade him. So that would be a sample of 20 games. Mm-hmm. If he has one of his Nico marches in this period of 20 games.
23-9 through 20 games.
Is it like a John Philip Sousa march or is it?
I'm just genuinely curious if he's only a future second round pick. Like, is there any way that he could play his way into having more value if you play him longer? Because then it is worth it to hold on to him.
Because teams know that you have to trade him. Like, teams aren't stupid.
Teams aren't just turning
on ESPN and saying, oh, Nico went off again. Everything must be well.
Well, he's got a no trade.
They know. No, but...
It's complicated, though.
He said he wants to go. And once you get to that period, you can't... Like, that's the big joker. Once you put that out there, there's no taking it back. And you can't tell a locker room full of people and a front office full of people in so many terms that you want to go. And then when you start to feel a little bit, yeah, I want to stay with y'all. Nah, you packed your bag.
Yeah, you can't unwant to go, right?
Nah. So with that, what you're going to do is lessen your leverage from that day on. So if you're Nico, you're like, hey, you want to end up in Sacramento? Or would you like to end up in L.A.? Like, be smart about this. The day you can and the day we can, you go about your business and we move on from there.
I'm not saying that you keep him for trying to win.
Relax yourself. Hmm?
Obviously.
What was it?
No, my phone went off.
Your phones were landing. So I think the Bulls have a responsibility to be really bad, right? And I thought they were going to.
I thought so.
Okay. Well, and I think they probably still will be bad. But if you're going to have acceptable reasons why you're not awful, like let's say you're going to go from the 2 pick to the 7 pick. Okay, something like that, or in terms of your chances. Well, right, you don't want to do that this year because what is it? 2-3-person draft?
Maybe four.
Probably 4-person draft,
right?
I mean, the draft after that is supposed to be better than this one too.
Okay,
in the end, but you know, things will figure themselves out.
Oh, but let me.
There's only two teams with fewer wins than the Bulls right now, so they're still fine.
If the reason
the Hawks are making people throw up last night, did you see that video?
Yeah. Oh my God! If the reason that you win a few more games is because Chris Dunn is improving, okay, cool. If the reason that you win a few more games is that Lauri Markkanen's starting to feel it and showing, okay, cool. Or Zach LaVine. But Nico Mirotic proving something should not be the reason that you win a few more games in a year you're trying to lose. You got to get rid of him as soon as possible in that sense.
But the goal, in a sense, is to get this group of players who you will have for however long you're going to have them. When you do drop whatever player comes, whether it's free agency or the draft, the goal is to get them better. These guys have learned enough bad habits. Even through some of the marginal winning that a lot of these young players did, and Bobby Portis and some of these guys have been there for 3 years, we've seen the worst, and they've also seen some decent times, but it was mired in the way you shouldn't go about things as a professional. At some point, you got to start getting professional results from whatever hard work you think you're putting in. So I don't know if this is a classic tank team where you've got the Philadelphia style, where you had 8 or 9 players on that team who you knew weren't going to be there, and then you found that Robert Covington and some of these other guys are decent, but just wait till Embiid and Saric and Simmons come along.
But here you got a few people who are going to be there.
This is a team that you got about 5 or 6 guys who are going to be here.
That many?
Who have seen crap.
You think as many as 6 will be part of it when they're good?
Dunn, Levine, Lowry.
Those are the 3 that matter above and beyond anybody else right now. I think
Markkanen, Portis.
He said Lowry.
Yeah, Lowry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But does Portis, Bobby's going to be here?
I think he is. I think with the work that they've asked him to put in, and he's put it in without griping, without bitching, without saying, when am I starting, and all these other things, I think they appreciate him.
And I look at Holiday as a rotation NBA scorer. He's a guy who could be on
you hope he,
a bench.
The best you hope half he has, of his life you hope last you hope night. He has a good 2 weeks before the trade deadline, and you move him.
I wouldn't mind doing that, because Lopez is gone, too, if he can.
Could David Nwaba be your 12th guy?
Yeah, Nwaba was the only other name I was thinking.
I like that dude.
That makes you better. That makes you better in practice, and
he's the guy that the other team hates to play against.
And he holds people accountable. Like from what I hear, that goes on in those practices. Like this whole, the whole temperature got ratcheted up this offseason. If we're gonna lose, people ain't gonna feel good about beating us all the time. And David Nwaba and some of these other, Bobby Portis, took guys to task, and some guys weren't ready for that. Some guys punked out. Some guys had personal issues that they wanted to tend to. Some guys stayed in the training room. So I like guys like that. Like, I'll fight with dudes like that.
Yeah, you need guys like that.
Are you
guys
positive?
Like that mess around and get paid elsewhere, like Kent Bazemore.
Are you positive that Garpax, after everything they did,
I'm not positive about anything.
With Nico, he was their white whale. He was their guy. He hyped them up. And now finally they're seeing some return.
It didn't work when it was supposed to.
See, it didn't work when it was supposed to with him as the extra piece. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now it's working. Right. And
he
with
was
like
the best player not in the NBA.
No,
and it didn't work.
I remember falling for it and being like, well, I mean, they developed Jimmy. They developed all of these guys that were not supposed to be studs. Like, I remember falling for the Nico.
See, to me, there's a chance that a fully empowered, seemingly improved, stronger Nico with his balls in a wheelbarrow like they are right now, like this guy, the best player on a really bad team, could be this kind of thing every once in a while, right?
I like the motorcycle sidecar better, like the Raiders
way,
and the Lost Ark
either way,
sidecar. Yeah.
But when you ask him, ask him to be your third option, which is really what he should be, right? Yeah. When you ask him to be your third option or your fourth option, he doesn't like that. His ego doesn't like that. His minutes don't like that.
He's already shown you. Like,
he's shown you he's no good at that.
When people show you who they are, I believe them. And he went from the spoiled milk to you telling me we got cheese in the refrigerator. Like, just because something else is happening here, it's different. No, it's not any different. He goes on these 10-game runs where he gets this burst of confidence. Show me what you're doing when your shot isn't falling. Show me what you're doing when you're getting your ass walked by a terrific offensive player, and if you're cowering on the other end. Like, show me those things.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've
had 3 years.
Other than this.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, we can't talk about Kyle Fuller the way we are and then act like something. No, if you don't want to pay Kyle Fuller because of what you've seen the last 3 years, I'm cool with that. But don't tell me that Nico Mirotic, after 7 games of getting knocked, after he got knocked out because he pulled it with the wrong guy, is all of a sudden it's a different Nico. This is the same Nico we saw 3 years ago that got Tom Thibodeau fired.
Well,
it's a little
ego.
Different. He's under contract next year, though. It's a little different. Like, you have to make a decision on Fuller.
I'm just talking about believing something because you want to believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it over 6 games, but there's a lot of time left here where he technically is under contractual rights by the Chicago Bulls.
What do you think Nico Mirotic is? Do you think Nico Mirotic is this 6 games or what you've seen?
No, of course not.
I'm asking, do you think he's more what you've seen or these 6 games?
Obviously, he's more the body of work than the 6 games.
All right. That's how I base my analysis when it comes to him.
But more importantly, why is this the first time we're hearing that wonderful cheese metaphor? Is that the first time?
Spoiled milk turns into cheese?
Is that right now? Mm-hmm. So it's for your spoiled milk, and now you tell me there's cheese in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes
happens. Wow. That's inspiring.
It was visually inspiring. It tickled all the senses.
Because it can happen. It was Bill from Capitol Hill. He instructed us.
I'm just a Bill. I'm from Capitol Hill.
I didn't know about the fruit that had to get rotten before it turned ripe. And you knew all about it.
Yeah.
I know anything about it.
What fruit is that?
It's called medlar fruit.
It's called a medlar fruit, and I had never heard of it. I looked it up.
It looks rotten before it gets ripe. So it was like, it's the disgusting looking fruit.
And it gets all like squishy and soft. And because
the only reason I know about it is because there's a fruit in Belize, similar to it, called crabu. And, you know, you can see it when it's ripening and it's like, oh, that's mm-hmm. already rancid. Why would anybody eat that? And you eat it and it's terrific.
Wow. So, it's interesting. It
the more you know.
Yeah. Seven Americas.
Yeah, not just two anymore.
Ever expanding.
No, but yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you guys see the biggest story in the universe?
What's that?
That UFOs are real and aliens have landed on Earth before?
For sure.
This got buried.
Did you watch the video of the F-18 pilots?
Yes.
Let's be honest though. Who doesn't like? Do you know the amount of hubris it takes to think that you are the only living thing in a galaxy as big as ours.
Dude, if any species could be narcissistic enough for that, it's us.
True. It's sports radio hosts.
yeah, that is exactly right.
No, absolutely. Thoughts are the best.
Well, actually, I thought you could take it to a place like Men in Black 2 in the post office where they say, it's obviously everybody working in the post office is an alien.
True.
And so in sports radio, it's really possible that all we could just peel off our fake skins and be what we really are.
We try to do that every day anyway.
They've always known aliens are real. They've been here. You've seen them, and Doug Buffone was right.
We've slept with them. We've shared joints with them. We've borrowed money from them. We bought cars from them.
Yes.
We've
done all of them. Have you in college?
Yeah, the worry
experience.
The worry though is that they're the aliens from Alien, and they're just because I don't want those aliens.
No, I want the aliens from Arrival. Those are the ones that I want. The ones that come here and teach us stuff.
I didn't see Arrival. I just know the ones from Alien are a bad matchup.
Best value in Hollywood.
We have that matchup problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole Renner. You know, molecular acid for blood.
Yeah, no, that'd be a problem.
The pistoning inner jaws out. And the whip-like
tail.
With the
Monstars in Space Jam. It'd be a bad matchup.
Jeremy Renner, best value in Hollywood because what he gets paid to what his movies gross?
Yep. The best value in Hollywood by far.
He's compelling.
I will tell you this.
He's reached Ed Norton status for me where
watchability
doesn't matter. You could be on Sesame Street and I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, he's got a realness. He's got a realness and a grit.
Did you see Wind River?
No.
Brother.
Yeah?
Brother.
Telling you now, right damn
as dark
now.
As you want it too.
Really?
Right damn now.
I do want it.
I want it very much. The guy who wrote it's
no creamer in my movie.
Written and directed by the guy who wrote Hell or High Water. So
Wind River is next level.
Man, it is.
It's been in my queue for a while. It's on Netflix.
Please.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything.
Great. No, I'm not doing anything, but like sometimes I put it on the queue and I never get to it.
After the show.
No, he's going.
I'm going to Last Jedi.
He's going to watch Last Jedi.
Wind River is going to be a better experience than Last Jedi. I haven't even seen Last Jedi.
By the way, a texter said he regretted to tell you.
I'll watch it in the next week. I'll watch it.
Regretted to tell you about the spoiler alert, but Ted McGinley's really good in The Last Jedi.
I've made it this far.
Have you guys been messing with him?
The whole time. Today was like,
it's not fair.
Robot umpires. We told him there's robot umpires in The Last Jedi.
Also aliens. The robot umpires when they come here. That's because they're going to teach us that.
Do you see the...
That's why Teller doesn't want him here, because he's the king.
Did you see the line judge face plant at the end of the Tampa and Atlanta game?
Yes.
Oh.
You know my favorite thing, the sideline runover, where somebody just eats it on the sideline.
Oh, yeah, the microphone. Yeah. Microphone guy.
Yes. Devontae Freeman is like, sorry, dude. And then the guy's just like, I can't stop. He does the long Shaq fall where he's falling for 6 days.
If you're Devontae Freeman, your options are trample TJ Ward. Or live microphone guy.
It was bad.
He did both. Is he holding the parabolic mic? Like the big.
I thought it was Little Z. Because he's a big man on the sideline. Yeah. Well, Little Z, he's going to take a little bit more to go down. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Little Z just got trucked in Tampa right now. Let me call up Zerang.
The thing about Jeremy Renner, too, is I may have to move him ahead of Matt Damon based on what's been going on that front
I've already
of
done
late.
That.
Because those are the guys who I would say, you know, I would if they want to just sit there and clip their toenails, I'll buy a ticket and watch because they're just compelling. But yeah, but Jeremy Renner's really aging into these
prime.
Bigger, stronger roles, too. And also, there's this... I'd heard years ago when my sister was working for, I think it was at Entertainment Weekly, they did something on Jeremy Renner. They said, you know, would you want to come by and for an interview? Sure. And he just walked in. He just came up the elevator and like walked into the office. No people.
No manager. No entourage, no manager.
No, he just came over and sat down. And they all just said it was very rare and very cool. It was sort of very like a Tom Hanks kind of thing where there's only a handful of people that do that. where, you know, Tom Hanks, one of these guys, you know, drives his Honda Accord to the set and work and drives home.
I bet Fred Hoiberg would be that approachable as well. No entourage, nothing.
Give it off 4 months. You have plenty of time to walk
who's
in.
Who's at Iowa State now? And can he be bumped?
Oh, of course he can.
Okay,
that's the mayor.
For the mayor, yeah.
He has to go back home.
That's the mayor.
Step back in.
Who is it? Well, and Tim Floyd's decided that he doesn't want to work either anymore, right. So he's not busy.
I assume that at Iowa State, it's Larry Eustachy. They just keep, like, rotating guys. Pretty much, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it'll be Marcus Fizer soon.
Steve Pro.
Jamal Tinsley will take over.
That's it. That's as far as I go.
Yeah, why?
Georges Niang.
That's
all I go.
I like Jamal Tinsley conversation last week.
Oh, because there was worries about point shaving right before his draft day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Like Stephen Smith at Arizona State.
Stephen Headache Smith. That came up too. Yes.
And all the Northwestern kids.
Yeah. Boy. Don't forget them. Yeah.
Your famous point shavers. Light them up.
I'll take Ernie Cobb, right?
CCNY.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What do you guys
got?
That's
the original.
Oh, sorry.
Things are a little off. It may feel kind of like
Boston College.
When we have, because of the holidays, we're rearranging some things. So Anthony Herron is going to join us at 3 today. Brian Billick is going to be at 4. And then Hub, we think we can find him. He's going to be ours at 5 today, and a bunch of other stuff as well.
Yeah. Sounds good. They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
The Bears are a bad football
team. They're a bad football team. John Fox's conservatism is not only an annoying problem, but it stands directly in the way of potential development for the quarterback. Dowell Loggins is a bad quarterback whisperer.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. I know last night was a celebration of Kobe. The guy's a Hall of Famer, one of the best of all time. But I got a problem. 2 jerseys got retired. I realize he had 2 numbers, but do we really need 2 jerseys? Magic, Kareem, Jerry West, Wilt, Shaq. All just 1 jersey in the rafters, but Kobe gets 2. He owns twice as much real estate up there as those guys. The Lakers should have 1 jersey up there with 2 numbers on it because, you know, it's like a flag. It's a piece of cloth. It's not an actual jersey. So 2 numbers on it and let's do it right. Because let's also remember the reason Kobe needed a second number was because of a criminal assault trial. Mamba out. I'm DA.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and #1 sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
I still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1700.
And this hour on The Score is being brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65. Dollar plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to be other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things, if he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Tonight, join The Score's Jason Goff for the Tito's Talkin' Hoops series with Bobby Portis from 7 to 8 at Joe's on Weed in Chicago. Come get an inside look at the team, enjoy Tito's specials, great prizes, and meet Bobby Portis. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Lantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Scoreboard update.
What's up in the Chicago Wolves update studio. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and popcorn, all at one low price. Watch the Wolves host Rockford on December 30th. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Football and the 2018 Pro Bowl rosters dropped tonight. The Bears have had all-star alternates only the last two seasons, injury replacements like Kyle Long, Josh Sitton, and Jordan Howard. Back-to-backs is next for the Bulls. They host Orlando tomorrow at Cleveland on Thursday. Blackhawks at Dallas that day, Thursday. Sounds like the Cubs had a good meeting with free agent pitcher Yu Darvish yesterday, waiting to hear if anything comes of it. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. There are many things to be grateful for this holiday season, but coming down with a flu isn't one of them. Thankfully, the Exergen Temporal Scanner prepares you better than any other thermometer to track a fever. With its accuracy backed by more than 170 clinical studies, you can trust that it will catch the flu at the first sign of fever. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Here we go, Bernstein and Goff between now and 6. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Anthony Heron will talk football and talk Bears at 3 o'clock. In other news, I have some truly wacky things for you at 3:40. Brian Billick at 4. Hub Arkish at 5. It's on at 5:30 and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us? You can do that. Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you're going to listen to us live because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein underscore Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. We are also on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. You want podcasts and stuff? Go to our website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And our video stream is at Watch670TheScore.com and on Facebook Live. It is brought to you by American Needle. As you can see the lovely products in front of you here, if you're watching on that video feed, and know that it's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Teron Ward, average 5 per carry in their win. Someone not happy with the alignment. You never talked like that back in your days on the sideline, did you?
No, I did not. But this man knows exactly what he wants. He knows what's at stake. Hey, they got to get set. They got to listen clearly, get the calls, get out there and get set. This is a three-point game. It's the fourth quarter. Your season is on the line. But this man can communicate. He can recognize problems. And, man, can he fix them fast.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Fix them fast.
Hey, they got to get set.
Go ahead and think Matt Ryan's a pushover if you want. He was screaming at Mohamed Sanu and Julio Jones, who were on in a bunch formation. His top two receivers who hadn't gotten quite set the way he wanted to, and Matty Ice was not playing no games out there. Shout out to Matt Ryan.
The MVP, right?
Well, yes. Yeah, the reigning MVP.
That's the reigning MVP.
This man can communicate.
That's what. Yes, yes, he can.
Apparently so.
And apparently your mic is a little too good. I love Sean McDonough. Like,
that's why they ran over the guy with the mic.
Is that what it was?
Take him out.
Take him out. Yeah. Sean McDonough.
Oh. Someone not happy with the alignment.
Ooh, some salty language.
There's
out
certain
there.
Ones that are muffled enough that you can kind of get away with not referencing it, but that was as if he spoke directly into John Gruden's lapel. Mm-hmm. That was awesome last night.
Ooh.
Oh. Sorry, kids. We know you're not watching because football is too boring for you, but sorry again.
Quit yelling.
That was saucy. Because now you talk about.
He's guy, holding his, clutching his pearls.
The guy who might be an alien.
Sean McDonough?
Because mm-hmm. he's like. An,
no emotion.
What he broadcasts as if he's an algorithmically created sports broadcaster. That something's been programmed to say things at times and react in certain ways. That it's just he's the human manifestation mm-hmm. of a TV play-by-play algorithm.
When they made the move and a lot of Big Ten fans were like, yes, I love McDonough. It's because you hear him at 11 a.m. against a team. Oh, calling your team's game in a Big Ten situation where it's not a lot of, it's not hyped. Monday Night Football.
And you hear like the brass band playing.
Right.
And
there's a lot more in the atmosphere. Yeah. You know, you might be drunk already. Monday Night Football is a grand stage. Like, I like Tirico a lot. Mm-hmm. I like Tirico a lot. The fact that he gets the Sunday night gigs that Al is too good to work on, that's cool with me. But, man, yeah, Sean doesn't have that punch that I need for my football guy. But, hey, I'm a meatball.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
We have a producer that wants to know if the Bears should shut down Mitchell Trubisky for fear of him getting hurt and let Sanchez get some reps because he might be next year's. That's Dustin.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that. Okay, next question.
Thank you.
Next question. Next question.
Maybe during the break, Dave. I would like to amplify on that.
Bring me a nice bagel with cream cheese, and I'll talk to you about it. Okay,
Dave. How about that?
Oh, okay. That's how we plan it.
And Mike and Poppy sing too.
Go get your shine box.
None of that cinnamon raisin crop.
It's gotta be poppy seed. And make sure that the cream cheese has chives in it too.
Are we bearing the lead here though? Run that back from the beginning, Tanny.
Wait, so the producer's text ideas? Oh, we typed into the screen.
Okay. Oh, because that's what I heard too. I thought it was a text message. I'm like, oh. Getting back to the wacky rays of sports radio.
Kenny
days.
Owens.
You go in the other room and you call.
Dustin Owens in LaGrange Park.
You've never seen them? You ever seen them?
Imagine a combination of that. Dustin and Murph.
You ever seen them in the same room?
That combo would last about 30
world
seconds.
World would explode.
That would be like St. Charles Steve. You weren't here for Steve Regal. Who, rather than punch Murph, punched the wall right next to his head and broke like 5 bones in his hand.
That's not smart.
Well, Steve was kind of an excitable cat.
I can dig it. I'm sure he's a
yeah.
He's not like Joe Matt. He's an excitable cat, man. I dig that. Do whatever.
I dig that. That's groovy. No, we can work that way.
Stop punching things.
A good relationship. You should be able to punch right next to somebody's head.
Have you ever punched something?
Ever punched something?
Like and broke it. I punched a door. In my first apartment, actually, that apartment, I punched the wall. Oh, my Camino was going to kill me. The guy that I was renting from. yeah, it's my guy.
Your guy Camino,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. He was team doctor for the Colts for a little bit, and now he's team doctor for the Giants. I punched it was a garden apartment, so the ceiling wasn't very, very high. I punched the ceiling celebrating Devin Hester's run back in the Super Bowl.
Of course you did.
I jumped up and did the super punch. And then I also punched that door because I got a phone call that I was not very fond of.
Ooh.
And I was extremely angry. And I've never been the lash out dude like that in my life. So both those moments, Devin Hester.
I got in trouble for kicking a door in college in a dormitory. And
did
I
you
had
break
to,
it?
Yeah, and I had to pay for it.
Yeah, I had to pay for these things too.
There was no good reason either. I was just like, door.
It never works. Like after you've punched something, you're like, all right, now it's broken, and now I have to fix it. Like, it never really does what you think it's going to do.
I ran through a glass door once.
Now, that's because you're high on shrooms.
No, I was. It was right after James Buster Douglas knocked out Tyson at a place called Johnny B. Goods, and I go tearing down the hall because I was going to go to a payphone to try to call my dad because I didn't know if he was even watching the fight. And didn't see the well Windexed glass door.
I was about to say very clean door.
And went.
Oh, right, you went through it?
Uninjured.
But it shattered.
Yep. And not even
Bobby Douglas didn't even have to throw you through.
Not a bruise, not a scratch.
That's one of those dumb luck things, then, because you can.
Not get,
you
everyone's can get, like, oh my god! Yeah, and the staff manager came running out, and I kind of said, ooh, do I have to pay for that? Yeah. Couple, but not. I mean, I was tearing down this long hallway. Yep. Are you okay? And I said, yeah.
Oh,
I'm good.
Dan V. and on that day, he found out he was an X-Men.
But like a low level
right,
one.
Right, right.
I was just David Nwaba. Right.
His powers,
a middle management X-ray.
Right. His powers differed from others because he could make you mad with one conversation.
He's been assigned to the Windy City X-Men.
He can make everyone in the room disappear.
with the flapping of one tongue.
All right. But he gets the most out of them in practice.
Damn right.
He's
damn
a glue right. guy.
Dan Bernstein is an X-Man.
The glue X-Man.
Like the worst one of all the X-Men.
Like
Aquaman would come out and they'd be like, hey, that Dan Bernstein one was way worse than this one.
I'm picturing like the overall the X-Men bench. Like the guys that and they stay after to work on stuff. they're just like shooting at 100
things,
free throws.
Breaking
right,
things.
Right. There's
releasing like fake hostages from a submarine.
There's one assistant coach that just before, like always working with the same X-Men. It's like, no.
Storm or Jean Grey sleeps with him at the holiday party.
Right. If here's the car, here's the cliff. What angle are you taking? I don't know. No, come on. How many times do we have to do this? This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless sweaters, and wireless sweaters, toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Does Tanny still work here?
Does he?
Yeah.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Caught on camera, this is a despicable crime. A woman seen on surveillance video stealing a donation box from a frozen yogurt shop in Peoria. Matt Rodewald covering this story.
Yeah, when it comes to the holiday season, John and Mark, we know that thefts tend to happen, but this one here at the P83 Shopping Center is a little bit different. And the owner of the shop says this one was uncalled for.
First, I didn't believe her. I thought it was a joke.
But Jason Berglund wasn't laughing. He stepped out of his yummy yogurt shop in the P83 Shopping Center. Surveillance video shows an accomplice holding a door for a woman who walked in right in the middle of the afternoon, strolled towards the self-serve yogurt machines, and then drifted towards the cash register. Only open for the last 6 months off 83rd Avenue, he was hoping to help the community with the Halo Animal Rescue donation box, stuffed with more than $83 inside. Berglund knows there might not be anything that he can do. He just hopes that no other charity has $83 ripped off from them. As we come back to you live here in Peoria, you see the Halo donation box has been replaced at the moment with a Halo donation bucket, hoping to collect the $83 back that was lost last Thursday. We talked to folks at the Osaka P83 Sushi Bar. They say they haven't had any problems. We're reporting live at the P83 Shopping Center. Matt Rodewald, Fox 10 News.
83.
The self-serve yogurt machines.
Sack machines.
I think Matt Rodewald exploded after the conclusion of that.
It's fake news.
Yeah. I checked. There is an Osaka P83.
I'm sure there is.
The mall is called P83.
Just come on back.
More than was it?
Just come on back, Matty. Like Matt, like he's your ex, like walking around in lingerie while you're moving out. You know what I mean? Like, you sure you don't like? Come on, we love you, Matty. Come on back. You don't need to force these stories that get no attention or love from the people like that would love it the way we do, Matt. If you're listening out there, and I know you are right now.
Is that a cry for help?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Maddie, we love you, all right? But don't skew the news in Arizona.
Because he's making up the part about more than $83.
Right, it's fake news. Right, it's probably like $216 in there, but he went more than $83 to make it happen. Maddie, we love you.
Yogurt machine.
He's going to issue a correction on the air today, just so he can say it again.
Right. I'm sorry, there were $84 in there, which is still more than $83.
Right, let the record show. Do his coworkers think he's crazy?
Didn't you?
You worked with him,
yeah. But they have no concept. Think about it. He is on the Fox affiliate in Phoenix,
right? A long
he's
ways
not
away.
He's not in Alpena, Michigan either,
right? Where a listener can hear it every
it's
once in a while.
It's not in Dothan, yeah. Alabama. He's on an affiliated news
Roll
station
down tide.
As a general assignment reporter in Phoenix, doing this to entertain himself and. A sports radio talk show in Chicago.
Like I said.
And it's bizarre cast of listeners.
Yeah, he's your ex just showing up at your birthday party over
here.
And over again.
He's hijacking actual news to do this. It's an unbelievable story. And at some point, none of his bosses are like, dude.
Hey, you're not going to question an Emmy Award winner, folks, when he comes into your building
true.
And do whatever he
true.
Wants.
That's right.
You're right. Hey, pay the cost to be the boss.
He's got the hardware.
You know, he's got the Chicago Chops walking in there and the Chicago Chop House walking in.
I'm for ticket.
F-150. F-250.
Okay.
Redneck ticket. All right, so it's going to be that today.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go.
Happy holidays.
Dude, Thursday.
You
want to take a break? Tanny's like, all right, this thing's off the rails.
That's it. Stop. This is much too silly.
Tighten it up. Sports-a-roo. Monday Night Football. Bulls basketball. Kobe retirement.
Bulls panic.
Are you angry that they're winning games? Are you the person that's looking forward to a draft pick that you're not going to watch for 2 years?
What's because you're really not a to Bulls the tank fan? Effort? Is the tank gone wrong?
Breaking news. The tank has just signed Yu Darvish.
The Bears have hired Jeff Fisher.
All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Come have some fun.
Segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. After the top of the hour, I ask you this musical question. What the hell is wrong with football coaches? What's wrong with football? Seriously, why are they so impaired?
Undersexed, overworked.
We'll get to that on the score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Start with Frank. He's on the road. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, when you're 5 to 5, I love it. Every morning, I look forward to putting on the radio, driving into work. You guys are all sports experts to an extent to Thanks. Say that if Manny was
qualified. Yeah,
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's
computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah. Video games. Body odors. Manscaping.
So it really is nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Guys, you should be treating your wife or girlfriend to the very best this Christmas. You know you should. You know the pressure's on. And you can't. It's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That is Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than the cloud and softer than a bunny. They are like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you will love the way they look. More than a gift, they are actually a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today or surprise her with something that she'll love all the winter long, and you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes a free gift packaging system and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Valid in store only. See coupon for details.
He's a
world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle. The best form of cardio for burning fat. Sprinting will put muscle on you. Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle. It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app. Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at thenewradio.com app.
Madsen.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live. I told Nicole to tell me when she's watching the show because she can watch the show every once in a while in between meetings. I told her I was going to do something special on Facebook Live for her. You know, every once in a while.
We do a little John Bucci cross action.
Bucci gang, Bucci gang, Bucci gang. No, no, not yet. I'm not ready for that. Maybe in March when we go to spring training, I'll be ready for that. You know, I plan to be on someone's beach this summer without a shirt on.
Hmm.
I'm tired of, you know, this.
When you say someone's beach, you mean showing up on a private beach?
Wherever.
Okay.
Wherever. I plan on being one of the shirtless guys on a beach this year, and putting that kind of work in during the winter is necessary, because for all us guys out there who we see these perfect body dudes walking around on the beach with no shirt on, or if you're at a pool and you're the guy with a shirt on at the pool, hey, let him fly. Let those middies fly, all right?
You're there for me, okay? I don't like sunscreening. I'm worried I'm going to miss a spot on my back.
That's what your lady's for. Say, hey, Beth, grab the back for me, sweetheart. You know, lather me up so I can be out here enjoying the sun with the rest of the people.
I'd rather be in the shade.
Well, you're born there.
I like the shade. I don't mind being on a beach, except for the sand. My only problems with the beach is fine, except for the sand and the sun.
Usually guys who don't like the beach have awful bodies. You don't have an awful body.
No, you had a good
body for 50. Right? You're about to be 50, right?
48.
My bad. I'm really not trying to shade you. No, but you look good.
I work hard.
So this is the goal for all the guys out there who are sitting at their cubes or in their trucks, you know, driving around or
sitting on a cube in a truck
or on a sales call or whatever.
I'm driving my cube.
Hey, if you cannot take off your shirt at the beach this summer, don't be afraid. Just get on it right now, or just let them fly. You know, you probably already got the person in your life that's going to love you. Well, they're going to not love you anymore because you're fat. Huh? How many people get divorced because they got fat? The leading cause for divorce is what? Cheating, finances, right? That kind of thing.
So yeah, usually money and cheating.
And cheating, right? Like, what soulless woman is going to walk up to a dude like, yo, after a while here, the tables have turned and, you know.
She and I talked about it.
I know, but y'all relationship's a little different.
Going into the thing,
no fat clause,
no fat rule. Yes, and neither one of them wanted to be married to a fat person.
But this is the thing, neither one of
here
you
comes no fat clause.
Ho ho ho! Gravy spilling out of his mouth.
No, he's no fat clause. You leave kale for him. You know, he gives you really bad gifts. We got to get to that in other news.
What's that?
Some
bad gifts or Santa things?
Stuff there. Yeah, there's some issues.
Before I forget, because I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, thank you so much to every single one of you that donated to Jackson Chance in honor of Jace's first birthday. We raised over $2,000 in a short amount of time. And, you know, you put $15 or $25 into that. That's a whole hell of a lot of parking passes for a lot of families. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you so much. It's still pinned to the top of my Twitter profile at Jason1Golf. There are guys and girls who sign up for reoccurring monthly donations, which I truly appreciate as well. And thank you to everybody over there at Bar Louie on Polk. I paid for everything, so don't think this is some kind of endorsement that I'm getting on the sly. I paid for everything. I paid for everything. But Amanda over there in the little event area that they have, absolutely terrific. I got it actually from a texter's recommendation who said they had their kids party there. So I would recommend that place as well. And thanks to Jay's Cupcakes, you know, this little entrepreneurial spirit out there in Evanston, whose mom I know, she makes the best cupcakes in the city. So it was a good time, but thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, everybody out there who donated to Jackson Chance. If you want more information, go to jacksonchance.org.
Your buddy Northside Q is on the score. Hey, Q, what's happening?
Are you blaming Jason for being my buddy?
Yes. Yes. And you for being his.
Hey, Q's on baby watch, too.
I am.
I'm yeah. Q's a couple of days away.
Oh, boy.
If not sooner. Hey, you know what? And that party, just to piggyback on the party, guys, that was such a good idea because I'll tell you this. I had my baby shower, and my house is already full of stuff. So I can't imagine having more stuff 1 year later. So why not do a donation thing like that?
No doubt.
Great. I was more than happy to put money towards the foundation. Jace is just an exciting young man.
Thank you, brother. Let me just say.
Hey, but why? Speaking of exciting, why I wanted to not watch the Bulls this year, and for some reason,
I know.
I like watching Dunn.
I enjoy watching them too, Q. I'm right there with you. I didn't think I would. I did not see this coming. Even when they have lost games, they play a telegenic and interesting style of basketball.
Yeah.
So I agree, and you can't put anything past the 708.
What's wrong?
Because you can't put anything past them. A beach is fine except for the sun and sand. What else is there on a beach, Dan? Boy, you can't. You don't get much past the 708.
Stop.
You got me.
Well, the other 708 text, Goff, I used to like you, but you talk too much black stuff. What? What black stuff have I brought up so far? What? My black kid? My black skin? What did I bring? Tanny, Shep, you know I've been trying to cut back on the black stuff. So
dial that back a little bit.
So I've been dialing back the black. So tell me, did it slip out my mouth without me even noticing that the black stuff came up again? I'm not joking with you. What?
Just there. Too black sounding for me.
When we come back, we are going to answer.
How long have you been sitting on that?
We're going to answer the question: what's wrong with football coaches?
All right, let's do it.
Okay, we will. It's next. No update, right? We're going to go right into it. So keep it here. You got the score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for...
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Libra, this is a great week to volunteer. Seeing someone else's smile may do you some good. Scorpio, even during the most trying times, remember to stop and notice the beauty around you. Sagittarius, this week be a great idea to watch those pennies and spend sparingly. Capricorn, don't let the jealousy of others bring you down. You deserve what you work for. Aquarius, your energy level describes your week. Use it to conquer some personal goals. And Pisces, this week has the potential to turn suddenly romantic. So be open for it if you're looking. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
The Jake Brown Show on radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your